Baba Basra Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Ushmul Omar, and Shmuel says he disagrees on the words of Rav, and he holds that even when it turned bad within the three first days of the sale, the wine is not the responsibility of the seller, but the buyer, it's the buyer's loss. And the reason is because Chamra Akatva Demore Shavar, because the wine on the shoulder, Akatva, on the shoulder of its owner, it jumps. In other words, it's the sin of the owner that causes the wine to become vinegar. And so it's the same thing in our situation. The buyer bought from the seller while it is good. It is his bad luck that caused the wine to quickly turn to vinegar. And therefore, even if it turned to vinegar within 3 days, the loss is the buyer's, and the seller does not have to give him back his money. So what is the decision as far as the halacha in this disagreement? Avad Rabbi Yosef Uvda, so Rabbi Yosef did a case and he ruled the halacha as kivosi de Rav, as the opinion of Rav, b'shichra, by a person that sold beer to his friend, and it ruined inside the home of the buyer. And Rabbi Yosef ruled like Rav that the seller has to return to the buyer his money. Ukavosi de Shmuel, but he ruled like the opinion of Shmuel. Also, he paskened it lamaisa the chamra with wine that was turned to vinegar in the house of the buyer within 3 days from the sale. In other words, that the loss was the buyer's, and the seller was exempt from returning the money to him. And the Gemara concludes, V'hilchasa kevosei di Shmuel. The halacha is like the words of Shmuel, that the loss is the lokeach. If he brought home wine, then the lokeach cannot get back the money, even though it turned to vinegar within 3 days. Tana Rabbana. We learned the Rabbana, we learned in Abraisa, Echod Sheikhar Temorim, whether one who soaked dates in water and the water became sheikhar, became beer, ve'echot sheikhar se'orim, or it is beer made out of barley that he soaked barley in water and the water be turned into beer and becomes beer, ve'echot shimre yayin, or whether he soaked the shmorim, the sediments of the grapes in water, and the water received the taste of the water, the water of the taste of the grapes. All these, bevarchim aleim shakalni bedvore, we'll make on all these the blessing of shakalni bedvore, and not the berry priates on the beer that is made out of the dates, and not a berry priadama or mezoinus on the barley that comes from, on the beer that comes from the barley, and we won't make a berry priagofen on the wine that is made from the shmorim. And the reason is because in all these there is no importance of the fruit, there is no chashivas of the fruit there, and therefore the bracha does not stay like the bracha would be for the fruit. Achedim aimrim, but there's others that say who disagree in the Tanagama, and they hold that shmorim, that the sediments of the grapes that were soaked in water, sheyesh bahem tam yayin, that you can feel in them a taste of wine, mevarech aleihem ber pregofen, you make on them the blessing of ber pregofen, because that's considered to be total, complete wine. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef da'amur tarvayu, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both say, ein halacha k'acherim, the halacha is not like these acherim who say to make a bracha on the wine that is from soaked shmorim, ber pregofen, halacha is not like that. So now the Gemara explains machlokes of Tanoim. Omar Rav says Rav, the kula alma, that all of the Tanoim, there was no disagreement in Tanoim if it was a situation that Rama klosa, that if you put into the shmorim, you put in 3 cups of wine, klosa, you put in 3 cups of wine, vasar bo, and then when he sifted through and he removed the sediments, he finds that there's 4 cups. So that additional cup is from the wine that was swallowed was balua in the shmorim, and now it came outside and it mixed into the water. So in such a situation, whether the chachamim, whether the achirim, they all agree that all the four cups that are before us are chamra. That is wine, good wine. And chamru, that's wine. And the bracha would be a perfect gofet. And the Gemara explains that Rava that holds that in the situation that mentioned that according to everybody it's wine that is before you is letaimei. He goes according to his reasoning and the halachas of water, wine that has been mixed with water. The Amar Rava, for Rava said, Kol chamro deloy dori. Any wine that is raw, that has not been mixed in, al chad, corresponding to one cup of wine, plus maya, you have three cups of water, in order to weaken the strength, and it should be fit for drinking. So if you have a tlos maya, lav chamro, that's not considered wine, and it's not fit to be given into the cup for a blessing. So therefore, also in the sediments, in a situation where corresponding to the three cups of water, there was an addition from what was swallowed in the shemorim, another additional cup of wine, this is the measure, the amount of meziga, of the mixed in wine, that also according to the Chachamim, the blessing would be a very flag of it. And Rava continues and explains that the same thing is in a situation where Rama tlosa v'osa tlosa, that if he put into the sediments three cups of wine, and then when he took the sediments out from it, he finds three cups just as in the beginning. So even though that the water received the taste of the wine, but since there was no quantity difference now, v'leklumu, so this is nothing, this is not wine, this is water. And everybody would agree that the blessing would be a shahakal. Ki pligi, when is the disagreement with the Anoyim? In a case, the Rama tlosa, that he put into the Shmorim three cups of wine. V'also tlosa palga. And then, after a while, when he sifts out the shmorim from there, it turns out there is 3.5 cups. The Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon holds tlosa ayil, 3 cups of water he brought in, tlosa nafik, and 3 he took out, pashle palga, so it's left over addition of over what he had put in, chatzi kois, 1/2 cup, that came from the wine that was swallowed inside the sediment, and that came out. Upalga bishito palgimayim, and when you mix in a shear of 1/2 cup of wine in 6 1/2 cups of water, that's not wine, that's water, and that's why he says you make a bracha ashakel. V'achedim, and the others that disagree in the chachamim, savrei, they hold tloso ul, 3 cups of water came in, trein upalga nafik. From them, what came out is only 2.5. And 1/2 of the cup of water that he put into the beginning of the 3rd cup, that remained absorbed in the sediments. Poshlei, what is left over in addition, kuza, which is a cup, that is from the wine that was up till now absorbed and swallowed inside of the shmorim. The chuza bitrei upalga, and a cup of wine which is mixed in 2.5 cups of water, chamra malya, is good wine, and therefore the blessing is hagofen. So now the Gemara is dealing in a 3rd situation that according to Rava, in it, there is a machloikis, and according to the Rabbanon, even when we receive 3.5, that would still be water. The Gemara asks, "Ubeyoyser michdei midosei mipligi," and when it's more than the measure Do they argue? In other words, is there a machloikis tanoim in a case where you find more than the measure that was put in it, and according to the Rabbanon, it's water? But we learned in a Mishnah. We learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Maisris, Perik Hei Mishnah Vav.